Moncrief on News Talk.
Like an awful lot of people in this country, Elle Keegan lives with her partner and their two dogs and her partner's parents. For the past 10 months or so, they've been desperately searching for a place to live, but every evening they go back to her husband's childhood bedroom. Elle is a photographer and is embarking on a project where she wants to take pictures of people in a similar situation. Elle, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Is it like, it sounds kind of like everything you own is crammed into, you know, your hubby's, the room he grew up in?
Yeah, you'd be close to be correct. Yeah, we actually relocated from Toronto and packed all of our things from a one-bedroom apartment. And there's a couple of boxes in the attic, but most of it is just compacted. And we've kind of, capsule wardrobe is definitely a thing that we are working with right now.
Yeah.
Down to the bare minimum what we can do.
And when you returned to Ireland, did you anticipate this would happen? Or I assume you thought there'd be a bit of a waiting period.
You know, I was well aware because before I left for Canada, I remember the government suggestion was just like, oh, just move in with your parents. That's how you get a deposit. That's how you get a down payment. I didn't have that kind of option. So I actually had to emigrate. And we spent 9 years abroad. We wanted to come home. We've been working to come home since 2019. But we were locked out essentially because of this housing crisis.
Mm.
So we didn't have the option, for whatever reason. And we've been looking for a way in essentially since 2019. So last August, Colin's parents very kindly offered that we could come and navigate this from here because we'd have a better chance of finally getting a place if we can go to a million viewings a week.
Sure.
So that was August. We were home by November, December, and we have been trying to figure it out ever since.
Yeah. And you are going to a lot of viewings.
Yeah, we are. So for us, because we have two dogs and kind of high needs dogs, if I'm honest, renting wasn't an option because we were going to essentially, we went to Canada, we tried to save as much as we could. And if we come back, we're literally going to drain that in the only places that will really let to dogs in an accessible way is the premium apartments. We'd be draining our entire deposit.
Mm.
So this is the situation we find ourselves in. So we are hoping that the property gods will answer our call for a house of our own. But in this particular situation, it's unique. And I find that people are, I don't want to say embarrassed to talk about it, but it's kind of shushed to the back. Like Irish culture is very much like we just get on with it. We're very enduring. We're great like that. But we also accept, I think, sometimes too much. And so we're just like, yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. But like Canada has a housing crisis, but you can afford to rent.
Mm.
In Dublin, in Ireland, you can't afford to do either. And we're privileged to have a place to go home to.
Mm.
I recognise that privilege, but it doesn't mean it's not challenging and it's unique. And I think as a photographer, obviously, I'm going to try and actually capture this moment in what I hope is Irish history and not this perpetual cycle of us, because it's continuing. Like I said, it began, these suggestions, these practices began before I left almost a decade ago.
Mm.
And here we are, and it's gotten much worse because before you'd go home for a year, save a deposit and get a place.
Mm.
Now we're stuck. We're not getting out. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking to people, they're home 5 years. They're like more than that, you know, we're not getting out.
And when you go to house showings now, what's the kind of, I mean, is there, you know, can you turn up and go, we've a reasonable shot of getting this? Or are you kind of turning up and they go, well, the asking price was X when you looked at it online, but now 5 minutes later, it's that plus 50 grand.
Absolutely. Because we all know, like, there's very little transparency in, like, the housing market right now. They're listed at something knowing they just want to generate interest. And it's always going to go, like, a minimum 40 to 100K over asking. And for people like ourselves, we're just two people. We're looking for a two-bed house. That's it. Two-bed apartment. We're really flexible. We are up against so many of our generation who are all just fighting to get out of similar situations. So the need and, like, I guess I don't want to be cruel and say in desperation, but I feel pretty desperate, you know? So there is that. And it's been fueled and it's been encouraged, I think, by the selling market.
Yeah. Would you have moved back if you knew it was going to be this hard?
People have asked me that. So many times. It's been unimaginably hard, including losing my father only 4 months ago. So I would like to say always, like, yes, I would have committed, I would have known, but it takes a toll. And I think everybody living in this situation, it takes a toll. And whether you're dealing with grief like me or depression or job insecurity, it's a really difficult situation to live through. And I think that's why it's so important to actually put faces to these stories, to say, look, we are doing our best. And the fact that we're in this situation is not a personal failure. It is a systemic failure.
Yeah. Now, you put this out on social media that you want to take pictures of people in the same situation as you back in the bedrooms that they thought they would have left forever a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How many responses have you got so far?
So that part is like more so people are encouraging and sharing it. I think it's reached like 6,000 views at this point, where people are like, oh my goodness, I need to see this. I want to see this. We all know this is an issue. And essentially, like I said, so some people, like whether it's embarrassment or just like, you know, say you're a professional, like we're working professionals, you're in an office, you don't really want all your workmates seeing your childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
But we're also never going to get out of this situation if we don't do it. Like we have to actually say, this is a reality. Like my husband's an engineer. And like classically, you'd say, oh, it's a great job. Like he should be grand. We're not.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's texting to say, I'm back living with my parents in my 30s after a relationship broke down. I feel like a failure, but I can't afford to rent alone. It's a dire, dire, dire situation that you don't understand unless you're in it. You crave your own space as an adult and you're entitled to it as an independent person. Among like people in your situation, people in your age cohort, as you say, completely understand what this is like.
Mm-hmm.
Have you encountered like, you know, crusty old boomers like me, whether you're getting, they understand that sufficiently?
I think that's the most important part right now is, I think, some short-term embarrassment for the few of us that are going through this, few of us, hundreds, thousands of us that are going through this, is so important, because this generational divide that says they'll never understand, and I just think they actually can't conceptualize it. They're just like, oh, sure, they're comfortable back with their mammy and their daddy. It's not that. And it doesn't matter whether they're brilliant parents or they're not. We're all adults sharing a space, and we want our autonomy, and we want to be respectful and considerate. But at the end of the day, on difficult days, you want to go home to your own home. You want that peace of mind. You want to be able to decompress. And you can't do that when you're essentially like perpetually a house guest, even with the best setup and the best people helping you. Like they're helping us. We would not be in Ireland if it wasn't for my in-laws. We would not have been able to come home. And like, I am the last remaining descendant of like an Irish war hero. The rest of us had to leave. And I am fighting to be able to stay here. And it is so important to me. Ireland is so important to me.
Mm. So would all your siblings be?
They're all gone.
Yeah.
So I am the youngest of four, and I had to leave too. And I vividly remember my dad, when my sister flew back to Australia at the time, and he grabbed me by the shoulders and he said, and you can never leave. And in the end, I had to break his heart too. You know?
When you said a war hero, was that your dad?
That was my granddad, yeah.
Yeah.
He fought exactly like, literally alongside Michael Collins for the fight for independence. He was a man of great integrity at the centre of history. He did everything he could, and he wanted the best for his kids, his grandchildren. And here we are, and we're just supposed to put up with it, you know? Yeah. And it's, we should have better. Like, it shouldn't be this hard. And it's, they're trying to divide us and say, well, it's these people coming in. It's not. It's this, it's coming from the top, and we just need support, and we can't get support if we don't actually say this is the issue. These are the people. They are your neighbours, they're your friends, your cousins. Look them in the eye and tell them that this is a failure. It's not our failure. This is a systemic failure.
Yeah. What kind of support? What would help you right now? Because I suppose more places, but I mean, that's a long-term solution to it.
Yeah, I would say like more acceptance about renting with pets, because I'm sorry, I'm 37 years old. Am I never supposed to have a dog and love an animal and rescue an animal for a shelter because nobody will rent to me? Do you know, like that is definitely an issue. Affordable rent. Like we couldn't, like I said, we would drain all of our savings. Like I'm trying to start my business again for essentially the third time. I did it in Dublin. I did it in Toronto. Now I'm back in Dublin.
Yeah.
I'm doing wedding photography here now, and I'm trying to build from a small bedroom upstairs in Glasnevin.
Yeah.
While keeping my dogs from barking every minute, because they're stressed. They can feel our stress and they're barking more. We can't leave them alone. Like the only reason I'm here today is because thankfully my in-laws had plans and I can let the dogs bark for 2-3 hours while I'm gone. Like it's just constantly juggling and navigating, but there just needs to be affordable housing. There has to be.
Somebody else says, all my children are in that position living abroad, can't come home. It's disgusting. Our government should hang their heads. Another text says, sick of hearing hardworking Irish people struggling to secure housing. Yeah, that's and that sense that it's just going on forever. It's just not. It's not just that age bracket or cohort. Single parents are really suffering. I'm in my 50s. Have two children. I can only dream of my own house, only renting through a friend. Otherwise, I would be homeless. I'm a working professional. What will I say to my children when we eventually have to leave this home? It's not just one age group or one cohort. This housing crisis is breaking the backs and hearts of so many people. A great idea for the photos. As a parent of a single young adult who has no hope of buying or renting, it is soul destroying for them being back in that bedroom. Indeed. How could people get in contact you if they if they'd be interested in taking part in that?
Please reach out. So L-E-L Keegan, K-E-E-G-A-N on Instagram, or l@lkeegan.com. Mm. Please don't hesitate, because honestly, I think this story needs to be as big as we can make it, because six photographs would be compelling. We'd all look at it and say, oh, isn't that difficult? And we'd close the paper after a week and we move on. But this is a huge issue. And I want it to be this massive collage of all of us together standing and saying, actually, this is not acceptable, because that person is correct. This isn't one generation, and it's becoming a bottleneck, because we have people like that. Like, single people don't have a chance. I know the amount of people I know right now, you can't buy a loan. Like, it's near impossible. Renting a loan is near impossible. You have roommates for your life, even if you can get that. But it's this issue now. It's the next generation behind us also can't get in, and the next behind them can't get in. Like, this has to be solved. Like, where do they want us to end?
Yeah. El, I wish you the very best of luck with not just the project, but finding a home for yourself.
Life
and the
in
dogs
general, and yes, your, I appreciate
life
that.
In general. L@lkeegan.com if you'd like to get in contact with her. Another text that says, I'm 48 years old. I'm living in my childhood bedroom. I don't see myself owning my own property ever. It's a miserable existence. That's at 48. It's tough out there in the housing market, but there is value, says one texter. We just moved into a four-bed modern detached bungalow, 5 minutes from Carlow Town, 246 grand. Shop about, kids, and look outside Dublin. Right, so as a well-paid 38-year-old construction project manager, thank you to that lady for representing us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.